Lobster Network.
Fortunately, Senator, yes. I don't want to get into those details with my family here.
Let's get into a few of them. Tell me about it.
Well, if you look at the record from January 6th, where I testified before that committee, because of my personal information being released by Congress, I was subjected to a direct and significant threat on my life. And I put that information in the record. I had to move. In that threat, I was called a detestable, and I apologize if I don't get it all right, but it's in the record, a detestable sand nigger who had no right being in this country. You should go back to where you came from. You belong with your terrorist home friends. That's what was sent to me. That's just a piece of it. But that's nothing compared to what the men and women in law enforcement face every day. And that's
it is 6:53. That is Kash Patel yesterday testifying before a Senate committee. That was Lindsey Graham of South Carolina asking him the question. I have no doubt the progressives of the country rejoiced when they heard he was called that nasty name. Joe Bruno's in the house. Good morning.
Morning, Ray.
How are you?
Oh, just living the dream.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. You know, that's the part about this that is the worst for me. I have a great life. I come here every day because I care about the state and the people. I don't need to do this. Yeah. I care about my country. I love my country. How could you not love America, the land of opportunity, the land of hope and freedom? But we have people in positions of power who don't cherish our nation. They just don't.
Yeah.
We have a governor who doesn't cherish the people of Maine. We have a legislature led by the majority wackadoodle Democrats in the House and the Senate, who have clearly demonstrated they don't cherish the people of Maine, nor they cherish the state, and they don't care about our kids. And that evidence is overwhelming. Here's three ways. One, we abort them till birth. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of. I actually had somebody say to me yesterday that they are pro-choice, but they find the practice of this law, it almost made them pro-life because it's so abhorrent. Two, if a child is lucky enough to get out of the womb, the Department of Health and Human Services ignores them and doesn't protect them. We are number one in the country in child abuse and neglect for four straight years. At one point, we doubled the national average, and we've had 250 children die in state oversight and state care since 2007. Three, we don't provide children with special needs the services they richly deserve. The federal government investigated the state for 15 months and then sued us. For God's sakes, a Democrat president's administration sued a Democratic governor's administration because it was the only way they could get them to behave. Why, when all the money we pumped into education, were they not helping special needs children? They have demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt they don't care about children. And then today's report, which is on top of prior reports, fourth graders in the state of Maine have seen the biggest drop in comprehension and math and reading in the entire country.
The question to ask is, why aren't we holding people accountable? Like, if you're running a business and you're investing all this money, don't you want to know what your return on that investment is? She sat up there the other night, she meaning Governor Mills, and lied about everything. Just absolutely dead out lied. Like, this 55% number is some magic number that is going to help people. Well, has it helped? What have we gotten for that 55%? What we've gotten is test scores at the bottom. What we've gotten is kids who are obese and never get out and do anything. What we've gotten are property taxes shooting through the roof, where Maine is the number one property tax burden in the country right now. And we all think this is okay by just throwing money at a problem and not asking questions. What are we getting in return for it? Who's being held accountable here? Nobody. She has lined that administration with a bunch of political hacks who don't know what accountability is. I can give you another example. So we heard in the speech the other night about this 70-cent prescription tax.
Right.
Originally it was, well, if you look in the budget, it says we're going to make you whole. In the speech the other night, she says, well, we're going to try and make people almost whole, meaning it's a money grab by taxing pharmacies. Well, if you're doing your homework, you know that pharmacies in this country are in trouble. They're shutting down everywhere because of practices of the government of unreimbursed care. So why? So they had a meeting the other day, and we find out that their director of pharmacy, so-called, is not even a pharmacist. So how do you know what goes on in the pharmacy if you're the director of pharmacy? You've never worked there. You don't know what it's like. So, I mean, that is what we call incompetence. And this administration, that speech was long, boring, and full of lies. The fact that she thinks Maine is on a great economic path, are you kidding me? Do you not know the business climate in the state of Maine? Just look it up. You know what? Look it up. You go to Google, just write business climate of states in the country. Maine is almost dead last. Why? We're overtaxed or overregulated. They don't know what they're doing. She made Heather Johnson sound like this big economic guru. She was selling cell phones. How do you make, you know, convert from selling cell phones to being the director of economic and community development and say you're good at it?
Well, I can tell you how, because whatever Mills said, Heather Johnson did. What does Janet Mills know about growing an economy?
Right. Nothing.
Nothing. She's never worked in the private sector other than a brief time when she was vice chair of the Democratic State Party. I mean, again, you put people into positions, they have no damn idea what they're doing, and then wonder why it fails. We got to go.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5.
They've recovered more than half the bodies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and divers will look for more in the Potomac River this morning.
Our arms are